Hey.
Hey, how'd it go with Elizabeth?
It was fine. It was just a misunderstanding. She didn't want me to go with her. She just wanted to let me know that she's going to Florida for a spring vacation.
Wait a minute, is she going for spring vacation or is she going for spring break?
What's the difference?
Well, spring vacation, you're doing nice things with your grandparents. Spring break, you're doing frat guys.
You know what? Not all spring breaks are like that.
What'd you do on yours?
I went to Egypt with my dad.
I can see it now. Look, Dad, it's the Sphinx.
I think Elizabeth is a little more serious than spring break. I mean, come on, she's taken my class.
And slept with the professor.
I'm going to call her.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys. Hey. I want you to meet Sebastian.
Hi.
We just met at the newsstand. We both grabbed for the last Field and Stream. What? I read that.
Can I get you a cup of coffee?
Oh, yes, thank you. Rachel, what the hell is this? What? You ask us to find you a guy, and then you come traipsing in here with a guy of your own? You found me a guy?
Yes, we found you a really cute, funny guy from Chandler's work.
Yeah, and I found you one, too, who is not a weirdo. Well, you know what, though, you guys? I really appreciate that, but I think I'm just going to take Sebastian to the charity.
Are you sure? Because our guy smells incredible.
Would you stop it with that already?
Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
So, Sebastian, do you do any volunteer work?
No, not really. Why?
No reason. It's just I know a single guy who does care about other people.
Are you funny?
Excuse me?
What are you guys doing?
Are you funny? Tell us a joke!
Look, I just wanted to have coffee with Rachel.
Yeah, well, so do a lot of people.
Actually, I gotta get going. Yeah. Give me a call sometime.
Oh, but you know, you didn't give me your phone number.
Okay, see you later. Turns out he is kind of funny.
I cannot believe you guys. He was really nice and he just left because of you.
Yeah, but Sebastian? What is that, a cat's name?
Yeah, you know what I noticed, Rachel? He scares easy. Now, is that the kind of guy you want to take to a ball? Hey, Sebastian, would you like to dance? Okay, I gotta go.
All right, guys, stop it. Rachel, we're very sorry. That is a very insensitive thing for us to do. And you know what? Let us make it up to you. We have two really great guys for you.
Yeah, what have you got to lose? You know, you might even end up with someone really special if you pick my guy. All right.
Okay, so you will meet our guys?
Yes, I'll meet them.
Okay, now it doesn't matter which one you choose. You know, it's completely up to you. Our guy is perfect. Or you could go out with the guy that Phoebe deemed not good enough to go out with herself.
Phoebe, there you are. Okay, you broke my fridge. You owe me $400.
Okay, sure.
Really?
Oh, technically, you owe me $600 for sending out happy thoughts on your last 10 auditions.
Call it even?
Okay.
Oh, there you are. So what did Elizabeth say?
Well, turns out she is going to Daytona for spring break. Woohoo. That means wet t-shirt contest. Guys doing shots off of girls' bodies, waking up next to people you don't even know.
Man, she is going to have a great time.
Is she staying at the Hotel Corona?
You know the hotels?
Sure, I was there. Spring break 81. Whee!
In 1981, you were 13.
So what? I drove down, sold t-shirts, had a blast. And you know who knows how to party? Drunk college chicks.
Okay, she can't go.
Boss, you can't tell her not to go. You just started dating.
Then what am I supposed to do?
Nothing. You just have to be cool with it.
Well, what if she goes down there and sleeps with a bunch of guys?
Well, maybe you don't marry this one.
Sorry, this is very serious. It is. And you know what, Ross, here? You like her, she likes you, everything's gonna be fine.
You're right, I'm probably just overreacting. So she's staying at this party hotel on the beach with a huge pool and free drinks with every meal.
Oh, well, she's got enough money for that. She can certainly pay for the fridge she broke.
I'm so glad you're going on this trip.
Yeah. We're working so hard this semester. I really need to go crazy, you know? Blow off some steam.
Sure, sure. Look, I don't know if your plans are finalized yet, but, hey, I know another great way to blow off steam.
What?
Are you into crafts at all?
Ross, are you okay?
Yeah, of course I'm okay. Well, I'm just being supportive of you and this whole trip. And what's this?
It's a bathing suit?
To wear in front of people?
Is that supportive?
Is this?
Hey.
Good.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. We're really glad you decided to meet our guy.
Gonna like him so much.
So, when do you want to meet him?
I don't know. I know that I don't work late tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night is good, but you know what? Why put off something until tomorrow that you could do right now? Eldad, come here.
Eldad, this is Rachel.
How are you?
Well, a little blindsided, but you know, good.
Eldad, sit down. Move over now. There you go. There you are.
Okay, we can take a hit.
What are you doing here?
This is Patrick.
Hi. Okay, you're too late, okay, because she's already with our guy.
Oh, my God, you're right. I am too late. They're sitting on the couch and talking.
Rachel?
Yeah? This is Patrick.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, this is the guy I was telling you about.
Yeah.
And believe me, this suit does not do justice to what's underneath it.
I'm just sort of in the middle of something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's okay. Have a seat.
You can't do that.
Maybe I should go.
You just sit down. We're winning.
Okay, you know what? Maybe I should go.
No. Have a seat. You have a seat.
Rachel, you haven't touched Eldad's hair.
It's the softest hair.
Oh,
touch it.
I'm good. Rachel, Patrick is really rich. Give her some money.
You know what, Phoebe? This isn't really worth the free massage.
That's right, Patrick. Bye-bye.
Eldad is much more cooperative, and he can dance. You dance her, Rachel.
Don't dance with me, please. Don't dance. What's the matter with you guys?
Yeah, okay, let's talk it out.
Am I the only one that this is embarrassing for?
I'm a little embarrassed.
Shh. I'll tell you who should be embarrassed. It's you guys. Come on, this is ridiculous. Thank you very much, but I do not need you to give me a date.
Then why did she ask us to
help? I am still talking. And then you chase away the one guy that I actually liked. I mean, no offense to you guys, really. I mean, congratulations on all the cash. And you know, you really, well, you do have very soft hair. But I would much rather go to the ball all by myself than go through any more of this. Goodbye. Now, do you use some sort of special conditioner on that hair?
Yes, papaya extract.
Thank you.
So, have a great time down there.
I will.
Yeah. Hey, did you pack that bathing suit?
Yeah.
It was pretty funny when I hid it for a while, huh? Anyway, I am worried about that bathing suit. Not because it's revealing, which I'm fine with. No, I'm concerned about your health. Sun exposure.
Oh, don't worry. I have plenty of sunblock. It's SPF 30.
All right. Well, if what's in the bottle is actually 30. I mean, sometimes you get 30, sometimes it's 4. And I swear to God, more often than not, it's just milk.
Ross, it's gonna be okay. I'm not going down there to hook up with a bunch of guys. I really like you. I like how things are going between us.
Really?
Yeah. Just going down there to relax and hang out with my friends.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, hey, here they are.
Hey, Elizabeth!
Rachel, we're sorry for pushing those guys on you.
Mm. Oh, that's all right. I ended up having a really good time. You know, the charity was a big success, and they raised a lot of money and awareness.
So what was it for, anyway?
I want to say a disease.
Hey.
Hey.
I just got this really weird message from Ross. He said, turn on MTV.
Huh. Oh, my God, look! That's Elizabeth!
Professor Geller.
Gotta be 13 again. Yeah.